This field that we call cytology is less than 125 years old. For hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, it previously existed, but as a part of another field, rather than an independent field of study. If you go all the way back to the ancient Greeks, cytology was originally a part, began as a part of a field called philosophy. And it was that branch of philosophy that was specifically devoted to the study of human nature, man's nature, his relationships with his environment. Not worth our time to go back and talk about the teleologists, the sophists, the pre-Socratics, the Aristotelians. Each of those schools of philosophy had their own particular version or brand of looking at human nature and attempting to understand it. But each of them had a subset of study dealing with human nature. It was not until this field we call psychology spun off from that original parent field and branched out on its own. That's when we start talking about psychology as a separate, independent science. What's a discipline? A field of study, an organized body of knowledge. Scientific discipline, one based on the use of the scientific method. Let's take a look at that term, psychology, directly derived from a Greek word, psyche. If you go back into the ancient Greek language, the word has changed. The word was originally psychos, which meant soul. So it was a branch of philosophy devoted to the spiritual part of the person. That part of the individual, separate and apart from their physical makeup, that was spiritual in nature. Over the course of time and through usage, that word psychos became psyche. And so that word psyche today means mind. Ology, the study of. Biology, zoology, sociology, anthropology, physiology. Ology means the study of. So technically, the word psychology means the study of the mind, study of the psyche. For a long time before this field psychology began, there were people who studied psychology more or less informally. People who were from other fields. And so we find that the early pioneers in the field of psychology were really crossovers from another field or fields. These are not people who were psychologists by virtue of their academic training or background, necessarily. Nor were they people who were psychologists by virtue of their profession. They did other things and then crossed over into psychology.